Happy Tuesday, everybody. We have a lot of fun. We have a special guest, Scott Simons, coming on the show in a minute, but we're talking about Dodges doing wheelies, banning the bands, and New Yorkers uniting over throwing shade on something, of course.
Yes.
How do you get New Yorkers to work together? Poke at them just a little bit.
Look, let me tell you, yesterday my audio was all messed up in the intro, and I felt like you know how you're like running towards something and all of a sudden you're like, where'd it go?
And where's like, everybody?
All the energy stops. Today the energy was back because I have my audio right. feel ready to go now.
Nothing to kill you like the bad audio. A couple things to talk about today. We have another Soto Edge webinar coming up with our friends at Call Review and dealer Andrew Spitzer, driving customer loyalty through service. We're going to talk about creating personalized experiences and all that. Where can people go to get that?
Just go to asoto.com, scroll down just a wee bit, and you can find that webinar right there.
We happen to believe webinars need to be a little bit more fun these days. So we're going to work on that. Going to work on that. Also, we're taking the tour on the road. We're going to be in Arlington, Texas, just like 2 weeks from tomorrow on April 5th. So go to asotox.com, asotox.com. You'll see what we're up to. We're about, it's right on the link. Look at it. It's on the screen. I wasn't even looking.
It seemed pretty.
Got to check it out. We're bringing the show. We're bringing the band. The whole Tonight Show vibe is coming to Arlington. We're going to talk to dealers. We're visiting dealers the day before. It's going to be a whole thing. And our goal is to get as many people in the store out as possible. So the people that can't usually go and fly to Vegas or Florida and go to conferences, we're trying to take away that excuse so you can send service advisors and salespeople and all the people that can't leave. Send your accounting folks. They never get to go into anything.
Let them come on. Yeah, they're going to have a lot of fun too.
We're going to get them excited about being in the automotive industry, learning a lot, making great relationships. So please, we hope you join us. And if you can't join us because you can't fly in or you're not in the area, we're going to live stream it for you too.
Naturally.
And I have a lot of fun. Hey, yesterday's winner of Motor Madness as it continues, the 2010 Chevy Astro van.
Yes,
this van's going to be the dark horse that wins the race.
I'm telling you, it's the one. Like, I don't know if it's like a meme stock or whatever it is, but I...
Exactly what it is.
It's basically the Astro van is the meme stock of Motor Madness and Soto style.
That's so good. Today's competition is a 1938 Ford Woody, which is like the original SUV, versus an 87 Chevy Camaro. I already have a feeling I know which one's going to win this, but we'll see. You're the underdog. And we got a bunch of other stuff coming on, but lots of things. Reuters, we're gonna be traveling all over, but everybody showed up today for a little bit of energy and a little bit of news and a little bit of power. Speaking of power,
Segway.
Okay. We're so excited because we have a guest we're bringing on in just a second. In an effort to go out with their boots on, Dodge is celebrating the retirement of its current V8 engine Challenger and Charger line by bringing back the Challenger SRT Demon. With an addition, CEO Tim Kaniski's calls the pinnacle of factory crazy. No one better to talk about the pinnacle of factory crazy than the one only Scott Simons from CMA. Scott, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for having me. And what an exciting announcement yesterday, right?
I mean, what happened to your phone when this announcement happened? I just want to know.
I mean, I have gotten request after request after request. I'm going to get blown up. Luckily, we've got some really good clients that have purchased from us, so ours is actually already pre-sold because we're, of course, a dealership that doesn't charge over MSRP. So, and we take care of our clients that purchase from us. So, man, exciting news. I mean, listen to this: 1,025 horsepower, 8.9 seconds in a quarter of a mile, and 151 miles an hour. I mean, if that doesn't get your blood flowing, I don't know what is.
That is
Dodge
nuts.
Is going out. They're going out with the bang. It's, you know, bittersweet, obviously, because it'll be the end of the Hellcat engines in cars. We'll still be able to sell TRX pickup trucks and sell some sport utilities that still have the 700 horsepower base model. But this is exciting news for all of us Dodge dealers.
So check this out. Let me just frame this up. So the car can go 0 to 60 from a rolling start in 1.66 seconds. The Tesla Model S Plaid, which is like the fast one, can only do it in 1.9. So take that.
Yeah.
But don't try to turn.
You know, it's going to be exciting. You know, just obviously buy that car with caution. You know, luckily the person that's purchasing it from us has a bunch of already Mopar products. He bought a Demon from us previous. He's got a TRX pickup truck. He's got a Hellcat Durango. So he's all about horsepower. So we're excited.
How are they just allocating one per store? Because it looks like they're only doing about 3,000 units. The vehicle's like 100 to 100.
Correct. So dealerships got an email if they received one yesterday. It looks like to me each dealership should get one, but that's not guaranteed. Obviously, we're on the phone with our rep saying if there's any way we can get any other allocations, we'll obviously take it. We were allocated about 33 Hellcats for this year, and almost all of those obviously are pre-sold. Of course, we vet all of our customers. We do not sell to any flippers, any exporters. We are very stringent on who we allow to purchase these vehicles from us, because we just don't, you know, we have to really protect the brand and protect our brand, which is CMA.
You know, so the car, the CEO said that engineers were blowing up engines as they were trying to like push it to the limit. They kept blowing up engines, so they had to develop a special supercharger for this one, which just feels like the right attitude going into this, right? Like if they made this and didn't blow up a single engine, you would always wonder, like, could we have pushed it a little bit further? You know what I mean? Have you ever blown up an engine, Scott?
You know, let me think about
that. You want to talk about?
I like horsepower. I like horsepower. On the record, no,
I can tell the internal PR filter was just scrolling through your head there, like, oh, that anybody knows about it. Well, Scott, why we have you here, just give us a little sentiment, like what's the feeling on the ground? You obviously have several brands. If you could just tell everyone quickly what brands you have and just what the mentality and the feeling and the traffic you're seeing, you know, from the ground up looks like right now.
Yes, so we are obviously, here in Stanton, Virginia, in the Blue Ridge Mountains, we have Honda, Nissan, Subaru, Volkswagen, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Within the CMA portfolio, we have 23 locations. I've already opened up 24 locations in Virginia, West Virginia, and Maryland. The sentiment is, and I've said it from the beginning of the year, I do believe the dealers, we're going back and having to retrain. We're having to retrain on the sales process. We're having to retrain on follow-up. We do have inventory. So, you know, we have not had inventory. And across the board, we do have inventory. And all the manufacturers are producing more vehicles. So before it was, you know, do you have it? How quick can I get it? What's the price? When you have inventory, it goes, the price.
Yeah, right.
You know, it
right.
goes, what's the price? So we have to totally change, and we have to go back and retrain our teams. I do believe it could have made some people, the previous market, you know, maybe a little lazy, maybe a little lackadaisical, because if customer A didn't buy it, you had customer B and customer C waiting to purchase it. So we've really had to go back and retrain on how to answer the phones, how to answer leads, how to, you know, even negotiate. You know, we haven't had to negotiate for a while.
That's right.
So, you know, The car dealerships, we pivot, you know, we're used to this, you know, going through COVID, but we're trying to stay ahead of it by retraining our team.
Super cool. Hey, thanks for joining us again at the Year in Extravaganza in December in Nashville. You told us your word of the year. Remind us what your word of the year is.
Yeah, our word, well, first of all the CMA dealerships pick a word, and it's all across all of the all the managers do, and mine is grit. You know, this year it's grit. I think we're going to have to show grit and determination. You know, when I was young, I was referred to as a grit, and it wasn't that wasn't a complimentary thing when you're called a grit. Now I think we're going to have to show grit. You know, and I've said it from the very beginning. You know, we're going to have to hustle this year, but that's okay. You know,
that's right.
We like challenges, yep. And
yes,
you know, we don't want to get comfortable, and we are a resilient bunch. So it's an exciting year to be in the auto industry.
Well, we like challenges. We like challengers. Scott Simons, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. Best of luck.
Hey, thank you all so much. TRX King is out, as you see right behind me.
I see it. Always selling. ABC. Always be closing. Love you, brother. Talk to you soon. Oh, so much fun. So much fun. Hey,
always on it.
Speaking of gasoline engines.
Stop. No.
Segway.
Time. Time to ban the bans. Thus far, at least a dozen U.S. states have pledged to ban ICE vehicles, internal combustion engines, by the year 2035, amidst a rousing debate over who should get to decide what kind of engine you can drive. Is it the government? Is it the consumer? Well, a new bill sponsored by aftermarket behemoth SEMA has entered the U.S. House in an effort to ban the bans. H.R. 1435 was introduced by Representative John Joyce of Pennsylvania as being branded as the Preserving Choice in Vehicle Purchases Act. Basically, it's designed to ban the bans, Kyle.
Yeah, it's to ban the bans, but also, and I, you know, my look at it would be to give the consumer the choice, right? Look, here's what I say is, like, if the consumer moves by that time to choose EVs, the OEMs will move.
So be it.
So be it. Like, but far be it from government and from political maneuvering to force purchasing habits on a buying demographic. And that's I think where this, like, if people are paying attention and if consumers are paying attention, this is a consumer first and friendly bill. And so I don't know all the specifics of it.
Me neither.
It's not a political thing for me, but it is interesting that we're starting to get little drops where we're going, hey, look, this is still a purchasing behavior that we have to overcome. It's not just a production behavior, and marrying purchasing behavior and production behavior is extremely important in a capitalist and supply and demand market. And so, yeah, we'll see how that goes. I mean, we talked about how so many EV manufacturers that, you know, the smaller manufacturers that have popped up are starting to struggle. They've spent millions and not been able to come to market. And so, you know, is demand there enough to drive production? And this is a bill that's just asking that question, I think.
You know, SEMA obviously has a dog in the fight.
Absolutely.
You know, they customize internal combustion engines, and their whole community, which is, it's one of the largest shows that comes to Vegas every year. We have to go this year. We just have to get there. We do. But I mean, I was thinking about this, Mike. How do you customize an EV? By getting electrocuted? What do you do? I guess you can only really hack
rear spoiler on it.
some tape on, you know, air vents, tape on vents on the side,
air vents,
hood scoop. You don't wait for someone to do the hood scoop thing on like a Model 3,
little carbon fiber hood scoop. Yes.
But SEMA did release a statement. They believe owners should not be directed toward a specific technology, but allowed to choose the type of vehicle that best serves them. I don't know if what side is going to win or lose, or if it's going to be a draw, but our writer Chris Reeves suggested in today's daily email that maybe we should just agree on hybrids.
Just right down the middle.
Can't we all just agree on a hybrid?
Speaking of all just agreeing.
Segway.
Look, I got to run this story because I got to ask Paul a question about his home state here. This week, New Yorkers, New York City residents specifically, were greeted with a rebrand of the classic I Love New York designed by Milton Glaser in 1977. The collaborative work from several New York City agencies, I believe five, and the city made not so subtle changes to the logo, which now reads We Love NYC. New Yorkers were not so subtly hating on it. Paul, you people up there.
Look, if you want to get New Yorkers unified, they've done a great job of that. They intended to do it. But if you give them something to throw shade on together, boy, is it going to bring people together. This is, in my opinion,
Here's my question. How do all the people in Buffalo and Syracuse and upstate New York feel about just being cut out from the brand?
They're kind of used to just being blocked in with the city. And, you know, there have been many efforts over the years to divide the state into a north and a south. And they just, I don't see it happening, but I'd be all in favor of it. But so the I Love New York, obviously super, super iconic, right? The designer Milton Glaser, 1977. It's on t-shirts. Everyone gets it. And it was definitely directed on, you know, promoting the state, but definitely specifically the city. The We Heart NYC, it doesn't roll off the tongue. You know, I saw the Instagram account and it looks, you know, like they're trying to capitalize through the rest of the campaign on kind of language and things that only New Yorkers will get, like New York City residents. And so I love the idea. I mean, a lot of people are moving out of the city. The city's struggling to come back. I mean, when you get there, it still feels like it's bustling. So I like the effort of trying to like solidify and reminding people like why they love living there. This actually, in a roundabout way, probably reminds people of why they love living here. So I do think, if they come out in like a week, they were like, we knew that. Just kidding. We knew it was going to be like that. Here's a couple of fun quotes.
Here's a couple of fun quotes from across the social webs. It says, here's one that says, the goal of the new campaign is to combat, quote, negativity. Well, that didn't work. And this is great. This is great. Part of me hopes that they've done this as a PR stunt. And in a few weeks, they'll be like, just kidding.
which would actually be so if they
really were thinking about it, no, they would lean in.
If they do that, they're going to get another blast of New York cynicism and they're just going to toast them.
Perfect.
No, you know, they're going to spend enough money. I think $100 million on this campaign. They're going to spend enough money that it becomes part of the texture of the ad space anyway, as you walk around. So I think that it'll subdue and die down, but you know, this is, sometimes you can't reinvent a classic. And if you know, do, you've got to be real careful.
You know that logo is about to be on not the new one, the old one. Like everybody's going to be like, get your old logo, get the real thing.
Everywhere. Which again is going to unify the city. I mean, remember what happened when Gap changed their logo?
Yo, people went nuts.
Gap changed their logo and like within days changed it back.
Yep.
Like I don't think they're going to change it back, but this is just, you know, I think this is just a reminder that brand isn't a logo. Brand isn't a bunch of words. Brand is actually how people feel about something. See? And people are letting you know how they feel about the city. And they don't feel like this logo is a representation of that. But the sentiment around it is really a pretty, I think, amazing and true to form representation of what it's like. And if you want a little bigger flavor, just search it up on Twitter. And you know, if you need 5 minutes to just laugh your head off on comments, just read 5 minutes worth of Twitter comments.
So here's the question that every business can ask themselves right now.
How can I get people to care about my logo this much?
Bingo.
Bingo. Is that what you're going to say?
Bingo. How can I get people to care this much that they'll put up a fight if I change the way that I do business, my logo, change my phrase, change my anything? If everybody in your city put up a fight about that, hey, that might mean something.
Yeah, I think that would mean quite a bit. Well, we hope that you're ready to go out there and do something that means something. We happen to think that all comes down to loving people more than you love cars. And you're going to see a couple people out there today. So you have another at bat. We'll see you tomorrow.